today, man. We got Jared Ogden. A lot of people, why are you looking at the camera like that, man?
Because I got to let them see the face, man. You know, I shaved all the hair off. I got to let them see the face. I got to make all my facial expressions.
A lot of people don't know Jared too much outside of seeing the interviews or on the field. You're a very different type of person. Think a lot, like to talk about a lot of different issues. But one thing you do, you take a lot of different pictures. Like, you like the camera. Our first year, Secret Santa, you got a GoPro, and you used it. Initially, you got a drone. Why you take so many pictures, man? What you do with those pictures?
I'm almost like a picture hoarder. Like, I hoard pictures. Like, I have pictures stored on old phones from college that I still have in my closet that I think I'm going to use one day. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of a messed up in my head where I keep all these photos or these pictures and think I'm going to use them. But I'm trying to learn different things about photography and slowly cinematography.
I've been saying some things about an art gallery that you getting into and getting up and going and getting started.
Yeah.
Is that from taking the pictures? That what, you know, your mind led you to do?
Well,
or is this just...
Yeah, I have an appreciation for photography and what was introduced to me as film is art, right? That was introduced to me in high school. I guess it started there and getting into it, and I guess a lot of times as a football player, you're scared to jump into other things because you're supposed to be doing this, you're supposed to be doing that, you know. Not even just fans or people who enjoy the game, but the people around you in your life, like your family and friends, all construct this idea that you're supposed to be this person and not something else. And for me, it was interesting outside of football, and I felt like exploring it a bit. And I wanted to affect Jacksonville outside of football, right? Instead of having me and my jersey up on a billboard or whatever, you know, I've kind of spent some time in, you know, Jack's Beach. I spent some time in Riverside, and I met quite a few people and, you know, some, you know, artists or aspiring artists, either way, and photographers and some, you know, local cinematographers and filmmakers and stuff like that. And they've been pretty cool people, and there's some pretty cool work going on and some pretty cool art that's going on here in Jacksonville. The gallery space is pretty much the city. And the exhibit, we're kind of hashtagging it juxtaposition, right? Where we're trying to contrast ads with art, right? And we're trying to contrast consumerism with creation and creating, right? Where the thing is that you would usually go by, you know, this particular billboard and you would see a Geico ad or a Florida Blue ad. And, you know, we love you, Florida Blue, here with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But, you know, or an ad for something else. And that's just to consume, and, you know, we don't want your money. We just kind of want your attention. And we want, you know, to create a bit of time for you to reflect upon your own feelings and maybe potential ventures as an artist or whatever it may be. And so we wanted to put local artists on display and to show some of the work that they've done locally and abroad.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming through.
Of course, man.
No doubt.
Thanks for having me.